Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff, and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, which is a website, a podcast, and an app. Have a question for you. Are you getting divorced, or are you thinking about getting divorced, and you are wondering about what you're going to do about your living situation? Can I stay in my house? Am I going to have to move? Very, very stressful topic. And to talk about this, I have a great guest on here. Her name is Leslie Glazer. Leslie is a real estate agent for At Property. She's been in the business for 2 decades. But here's why Leslie is special. Leslie is a certified divorced real estate expert, CDRE. What does that mean? That means that Leslie has a niche in helping people who are getting divorced. And to get in that niche, she took courses and got certified to be in this line of work. So hi, Leslie.
Hi, Jackie.
Thanks for being on the show.
Thank you for having me.
I am really excited to talk about this because I can't even imagine. Well, I shouldn't say I can't imagine. I went through it. Going through a divorce and wondering, what the heck is going to happen with my house? Do I have to sell it? Am I going to get to stay in it? And it's very, very stressful.
Very stressful.
And you deal with this kind of thing all the time.
Daily. Yes.
So, Leslie, I thought that for this podcast, we would basically go through a list of, you know, to tell people what you need to know. Okay? So the first thing I want to ask you is, when somebody gets divorced, what are 3 scenarios of what's going to happen with the house?
Well, number one is one spouse buys out the other's legal interest.
Okay, so one of you buys it from the other, and then you have to get a new mortgage, and it's your name on the house, and you own it.
Absolutely.
Okay?
The second one is you can sell the house.
Right.
Split the proceeds. The third thing is a delayed sale, which is very risky. It's when one person stays in the home, you still own it together, and you know that is a recipe for.
Yeah, I mean, why would you? Okay, when you're going through a divorce, why would you do that? Because like the market's bad.
Yeah, the market. Maybe you only have a year and a half. The kids have a year and a half left of school, and you know there's some short period of time to stay together. Maybe the market just. It isn't the best time to
okay,
sell.
Which is not now. The market's great
now.
No, it's
not now.
All right, wait. Before we get to the current market situation, the reason I think you said it was a recipe, like just not a good recipe, is because when you're going through a divorce, you can think, oh, I'm really amicable with my ex. Everything's going great. And then something happens. And then the person says, well, I'm not going to pay the mortgage because they're mad at you because maybe you met someone and you went out on a date and now you're in love. And so your soon-to-be spouse is now mad. Anything can happen.
Absolutely.
So that's why we're saying that.
Yeah. And also, you know, yes, they could have that passive-aggressive behavior. You're also tied to the mortgage financially, and if they decide not to pay, that's going to affect your credit as well.
Right.
You know, in the future.
Right.
And what does that mean in terms of maintenance and access to the house? Do they have keys and they can just come in anytime?
Right.
You know, I hear this all the time saying, okay, well, he's still on the mortgage.
So technically, legally, bad idea. Okay, let's move on to the current market situation, which is what?
It's on fire. It's crazy. It's stressful to buyers. In the city, a lot of people are moving out of high-rise buildings. They, you know, have been waiting for elevators, only have 3-4 people at a time, can't use the amenities. They want more space. Mm-hmm. They want more outdoor space. So.
But even after COVID is ending, everything's getting back to normal, that you're still seeing this?
I am seeing it more and more. I think people have shifted in terms of what they want. They want to live and work in a space that feels, it has more than just 4 walls. Mm-hmm. You know, are you near the looking at the lake or on the 606 trail or a park?
Okay, so by the way, she's talking Chicago. I don't even think I said that. So Leslie serves Chicago and all the surrounding suburbs. And I think you're right. I think COVID taught everybody a lot about, like, I know for myself, last summer I was sort of like reevaluating and saying, why am I still living here? This is the house I lived in when I was married. So what did I do? I called Leslie. She came over. She saw the place. And I basically sold my place and bought a new place that I thought was better for my living situation. And I'm so happy I did it. And I just have to say, Leslie, thank you. I thought you were amazing.
Thank you.
Great, great experience. Could not have gone any better. It was a fantastic experience. So it's a seller's market still.
Correct.
And so if you are getting divorced right now, wouldn't you tell people if you're going to sell your house, do it?
Yes.
Now.
Do it now.
Mm-hmm.
And
because think about it, it will be on the market less time. You don't even have to make it perfect because you're getting so many offers. All right.
We have to make it so perfect in order to get the offers. So you still have a lot to do with marketing, staging.
Okay.
It has to be perfect. Buyers will not overpay.
Gotcha. But if it looks really nice, multiple buyers will want it.
Yeah. What's fascinating about this market, Jackie, is that if a house is priced too high, no one will make an offer. But if you price it at the threshold that they feel is fair, it might go for $30,000 or $40,000.
Yes. That is. I've heard that too.
It's really interesting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So like if you're not greedy about it, then people really want it. They feel like it's a great deal. Now they're fighting for it. Well, I'll pay this.
Yeah,
love it.
They can still get the appraisal, the value, depending on how much it's gone up.
Right.
Correct. But a lot. It's dangerous because a lot of sellers are putting their places on the market and haven't maintained them in years. And, you know, buyers have to understand that there's still a lot of work that needs to be done.
All right. Now tell me about this. Here's something else people need to know. What is a property management agreement and why do people need that? I've never heard that before.
Well, it's something that I created.
Okay.
So that's probably...
No, that's amazing.
So when I'm a neutral, so I work...
Okay, wait, let me explain what that is to people. Okay, I mean, obviously everybody knows what neutral means. But if you hire Leslie is not going to take sides. She's not working for one of the spouses. She is working to get you the best price for your house as possible in the shortest amount of time. And she's not going to take sides. Her goal is to just sell the house and make sure everybody's happy with the outcome.
And just keep things moving forward and not being stuck.
Okay, go ahead. So go ahead, neutral.
The property management agreement, if you think about all the things that happen from list to closing that you might butt heads on with your spouse. And I try to have people agree from the very beginning. If we need to do a price reduction in 30 days, let's discuss what percentage or what amount in advance. Who is going to be maintaining the property, living in the property? If I ask for a showing, do I need to give 12 hours, 24 hours? Do they have the right to keep canceling and saying that I can't show it? So all of these things we want to bring up front from the very beginning because, you know.
And then I think you were telling me earlier, if you get an offer, how long do you have before you have to either accept it or make a decision?
Exactly.
And the reason this makes sense to me, Leslie, because if you have it all on paper and both partners say, okay, this is what I'm agreeing to,
yes,
there's so much less room for anything to happen that is not good.
And it's also a lot less money for both parties because you don't have to call your attorney, complain about a situation, wait a month for something to happen.
I think it's genius. I love it. Okay, what else do people need to know? What if someone really wants to stay in their home?
You know, if they want to stay in their home, we want to know why and evaluate it on a business decision. You know, can they afford to move? Can they afford to stay? Why do they want to stay?
Okay. So if you are thinking like, all I want is to stay in my home. I just want to stay in my home. I think you'll agree with me, Leslie. My advice is your first call should be to your financial planner.
100%. Or your accountant.
Or accountant. You ask that person, can I afford to stay in this home? And
it's amazing how many people don't think about doing that.
And right.
It's so important.
Right. Now, last summer when I decided to move, that was my first phone call. I said, before I waste Leslie's time or anybody's time looking or anything, I'm going to call my financial advisor and say, here's what I would plan to sell for approximately. It doesn't even have to be, 100% accurate. Just a ballpark.
Right.
Here's what I want to buy. Here's how much it's going for. Can I afford this?
And this is
simple question.
Advice.
Right. And while we're on the subject, I would like to recommend, if you're looking for a financial planner to ask these things for, Elaine Moss with Vester Capital is the best. She's been my financial planner for like 6 or 7 years. I love Vester. So it's vestercapital.com. Tell them Leslie and Jackie sent you. And they are just wonderful.
Very thoughtful. I'm thrilled with them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So moving on, you call your financial advisor and you find out if you can stay there. And then who's your next call?
I would contact your mortgage lender, your mortgage broker.
Because they're going to be the ones who are going to ask you, tell you if you're going to be able to get a mortgage.
And if you... can you get a mortgage, or what do you have to do in order to get a mortgage?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you need to clean up a credit item that you didn't even know about. They can see the big picture and say, okay, this is what you can afford to stay or not stay or move on.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that is free advice.
Yeah, right. Okay, so this is what I want to stress that I think is so interesting about hiring Leslie. All of this advice that we're talking about on this podcast is all free, comes with Leslie's fee. So Leslie doesn't charge any more than any other real estate agent, but you're getting all of this, her training that she learned to get her certifications in divorce real estate. You're getting that as an added, and I think that could probably, tell me if I'm right, save you money on attorney's fees.
Oh. Absolutely.
So how does that work?
Well, the attorneys, if you only have one person to keep bouncing ideas off of, that's, hundreds of dollars every time you make a phone call or call them. And attorneys have, their specialty, but real estate and mortgage lending are not. And so as much information as you can get from other professionals, working as a team with your attorney is really helpful.
Uh-huh. I agree. And I think that it's also, so I wanted to say something else about Leslie. She is personally went through a divorce several years ago. She's remarried, but went through a divorce. And so you really understand the emotional part of it.
I do.
I
went through it and I made some mistakes. Dumped my heels in before I was in real estate and wanted to keep the house. Mm-hmm. And I had staying a year and a half, I had to pay, when I sold, all the fees, and I had to pay for all the maintenance. And when I think about, if I had just sold it a year and a half earlier, I would have split all of these fees.
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to stay there for the kids for a year and a half, and I learned, mm-hmm. and it's just...
So do you think that's why you became a divorce specialist?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I wanted to meld... the real estate and the psychology and the, just the experience I've had.
Yeah.
Going through
it. I love it. I think it's great.
Brokers are used to working with sellers that are on the same page.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm used to working with sellers that are not.
Right. Okay, let me ask you one other thing. What if somebody realizes that they have to move? Let's talk about the people that you've seen that's happened to, and they've been so upset, and then do they end up happy? Do they? That's kind of a loaded question, but you know, I mean, what happens?
So
it's
far,
devastating to leave your house.
Knock on wood, everyone has been so happy in the next chapter, even though it was such a struggle for them to get there.
Mm-hmm.
They are so happy to have their own space, less maintenance. It's usually a townhouse or a condo. I haven't had many women that have wanted to have a single family home.
Or even just a smaller house. There's a lot of really nice small homes.
Absolutely.
Okay, so what are some of the things that people are experiencing of why they don't want to leave their house?
Oh, well, you know, the kids could be in a school or they, you know, have lived there for 20 years and feel safe.
Good memories of when the marriage was good. Right?
Absolutely. Or it's familiar. It's mm-hmm. what they know.
And I think moving is very scary on many levels. The technical part of it, just like packing up and changing all your bills and things. And,
absolutely.
You know, that's stressful. And then like, is just, am I
going to
be okay? Am I going to be sad? I'm so scared. It's mm-hmm. scary.
It is scary.
It's intimidating. But then once you get to the new place, mm-hmm. it's the best.
I get these texts and emails all the time with pictures of people that have moved in and they're so happy in their new space and they can call it their own. And
yeah.
Oh, it just makes your day.
So there's definitely a happy ending.
Absolutely.
Leslie, thank you so much for being on the show. Listeners, if you are interested in learning more about Leslie, you can go to leslieglazer.com, GLAZIER.com. Or you can see her on divorcegirlsmiling.com. So you are listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast, and I want to thank everybody for listening. This has been so nice, Leslie, having you on.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thanks for listening, and we will talk to you soon.